We're 50 km west of Condo. We're about 50 km east of Lake Angelico and about 50 km north of Talabagil. So all those three areas have a 3G tower, and we're kind of right on the edge of all of those. So we've got very poor coverage and really not reliable at all.
Can you give me an example of one time in the season that you really do lose out on efficiency gains because of the lack of the 3G network or mobile coverage?
Yeah, I guess the biggest one is harvesting the winter crops in November. You've got a lot of people on the farm. You've got a lot of truck movements, header movements, a lot of marketing decisions to make. It's a very busy time. It's also a time where the highest risk of accident is.
In terms of safety, do you know of any particular accidents that have happened in the district that could have been tended to earlier if you'd had mobile coverage?
I mean, I've had one where I fell off my spray rig and badly damaged my ankle, and I had to climb back up on the spray rig and get my phone and climb on top of the spray rig to make a phone call. It wasn't life-threatening or anything, but I mean, it's only a matter of time. 3G service for helping out in an accident is paramount.
And also, in terms of operating a lot of the machinery that you have here.
Yeah, there's communications between the modern tractors and a base somewhere through a 3G service that lets them know how that tractor's performing or the piece of machinery's performing. It also lets them know when it needs servicing, and those parts can be pre-ordered with the communications to the hub. So a lot of efficiency aspects to operating machinery with the 3G service, and most of the equipment that's coming out new now has the capacity to communicate with 3G.
What are you trying to do to resolve the issue?
In February this year, there was a call for submissions into the Black Spot program. I wrote a letter to Department of Communications and just expressing our problems that we have out here, and also, suggesting a solution. There's a tower not far from here, a very high tower on a hill that has power and probably a spot for an aerial that would cover this kind of black hole here.
The program's $100 million and it's spread over the whole of Australia. I think there's been something like 4,000 submissions and it closed on August 1st. How confident are you of being included in that?
I'm not confident at all. It seems that the priority probably won't be in our area. Unfortunately, looking at it from business point of view, the revenue that these areas generate, it may not have the population, but it's got a big impact in terms of the revenue we produce, I suppose.